High school is where many of us begin to consider what we want to do with our lives. Like, for example, where we want to go to college and what sort of job we want to pursue. It's intended to be a pleasurable experience. Many people would consider those years the greatest years of your life. Rather, it became the opposite for this particular student. Let's take a dive and see how this all plays out. I'm your host, MC, and this is episode 9. Of the MC Hard Podcast. This happened when I was in the 9th grade. I was a naive 15-year-old just starting the big high school life. When I started, I decided I wanted to be a part of the chorus of the school. Mostly because I had to get 50 points of community service to be able to graduate 4 years later. And if I went to the chorus, I got 15 in a year. So I go to the second week of school, and that's when I met him for the first time. Let's call him George. So we go around and everyone says their names and a few things about themselves, you know, the usual. I didn't even notice him at first because he was sitting at the back and he was very quiet the whole time. Well, everything goes well. My life goes on, nothing really happening. During the first 3 weeks, I decided to take part in a school program that focuses on students with good grades and an interest in nature and the subjects like physics, biology, etc. I joined because I was obsessed with chemistry and biology at the time, and I wanted to do as much as I could. When I joined with a few of my other classmates, everything went smoothly. We go to these Friday afternoons and stay in the school laboratory, do some experiments, study, etc. Then after like 2 weeks, the teachers decide that they want us to mingle and don't just group up with our classmates. This program only allowed 9th and 10th grade students, so they manually pick our partners. I got partnered with a few 10th graders, and one of them was George. Usually, I'm friendly and chatty, so I become fast friends, more like we know each other's names and say hi. With everyone. Time goes on and he reaches out to me over Facebook. We chat a bit. He was shy but friendly, and I was being friendly back because I didn't want to come off as rude. But I knew that some boys think that if you're friendly, you're flirting, so I intentionally keep him at a distance and talk about boys and stuff. I then got a boyfriend. It didn't really last long, and it doesn't really add to the story. And I knew he didn't like that. We were kind of friends because we were in chorus in the science program, but nothing past that. Time goes by. It's been like 4 to 5 months, and I know that he likes me. I have just been broken up, so he thinks I'm free. I hold him at a distance, but he starts to act weirder and weirder. At first, I thought it was because he has a crush on me and he doesn't know any better. But then he gets weirder and weirder, like going to the fountain to drink. It was located next to our class, so when he drank, he saw what was going on in the classroom. He kept watching me through the doorway. He also was looking up on Facebook and other social media platforms who I was talking to. I had guy friends at the time, and whenever he saw me talking to them, he wouldn't leave me alone until I told him who they were and if they liked me or not. Mind you, we weren't even really friends at this point. He keeps following me in school on field trips with the chorus and the science program. One time, I caught him taking pictures of me, but he laughed it off when I confronted him. One time, he was showing me pictures on his phone, which we use in an experiment in the science program, and he accidentally showed me a picture of my own butt. I was standing normally with my back to him, talking to my other friends in the program, and he took a picture of my butt and legs. I know it was me because I was still wearing the same pants and shirt. He laughs it off again and says it must have been an accident, but the photo was clear and I was perfectly in the middle. I got even more weirded out and distanced him more. Time goes by of him texting me the same or even more. And me trying to ignore him and curve him softly and nicely. Before anyone says I should have been firmer, I understand your point, but we also had many mutual friends, and we were still in the program and chorus, and I didn't want to make it awkward for everyone. So I kept blocking his attempts of breaking out of the friend zone, even though that's not real and he wasn't my friend. He was still following me, looking up everyone I knew on every social media platform I was on. He started this game where he would tell me what I was wearing, even though I didn't see him at all that day or even the week. He didn't have many friends, especially in my class, so no one told him what I was wearing. I don't know how he knew what I was wearing, because me and all my friends, even my friendly classmates, looked out for him. The worst in this was the embarrassment I felt when my friends would see him and everyone had to focus on keeping me out of his sight, and even them feeling uncomfortable by his presence and creepiness. One time, I was wearing a knee-length skirt with a normal t-shirt and black non-see-through stockings, and he messaged me, in his mind a joking way, but in reality a very creepy way. I had to go to the bathroom because I almost had a little problem in my pants. Gross. I ignore him more and more, ghosting him, looking away, not talking to him, hoping he would take the obvious hint and back off, but he gets worse. He texts me more sexual messages, more creepy stuff, asking why I'm ignoring, gaslighting, and manipulating him. I felt super uncomfortable every time he was just in the same room. My birthday was coming up, and a week before, he sends me a screenshot of his gallery on his phone. He has a whole folder of my pictures, over 47 pictures of me in it. Some he screenshotted my story or downloaded my uploaded pics. After that, I didn't upload at all. Even today, I upload way less frequently. I blocked him finally, but he messaged me on another platform. Why? I understand that you hate me. I get it. Blah, blah, blah. And more gaslighting. I felt bad because he didn't have many friends, so I unblocked him. That was a big mistake. He thought that meant that I liked him back. After that, he was unavoidable. At every school function, every day, he would find a way to annoy me and my friends. He spread the rumor that we were together and that I loved him. I had to find a new route to the bus station because he memorized where I went and he started to go that way, even though the dorms were in the opposite direction, just so we could coincidentally meet. Finally, summer is here. We go on break and he goes home from the dorms. He lived in the capital and I live in a small town 80 kilometers away. But he just kept messaging me. The usual creepiness, sexual crap, stupid anime pictures. When I posted after months that I went on a motorbike ride with my brother, who was 22 to 23 at the time, he downloaded the pic and sent it back with the caption, "I want to have a motorbike so I can visit you every day." He kept hinting at the place I lived. Luckily, he didn't know exactly only where the town is. At this point, he was messaging me multiple times a day, and he wouldn't leave me alone. I didn't message him back anymore and just ignored his existence. I went to a summer job where I reconnected with an old friend who I told everything about this guy. She mentioned that her best friend is a muscular guy who likes to help girls like me and scare away the dude. So I say, okay. I was so desperate to get George off my back that I was even thinking of asking a guy friend of mine to pretend to be my boyfriend for money. Well, I met her best friend, and soon after meeting him, like in a month, we started dating. Summer comes to an end and we go back to school. My boyfriend went to a different school in the same city. The chorus goes on a trip and we go to the school's lake house, which was a crappy little cabin. He is there, of course, and luckily my friends, who are very upfront and very confident. To ignore him and pretend he doesn't exist, my friends separate us the best they can. One evening after the chorus meeting, he waits for the opportunity when my friends go to the bathroom and I'm alone. Corners me between him and the wall. I was sitting on a couch, so I couldn't really leave because he's standing in the way. He reaches out and in his sweaty hand is a ring. A freaking ring. He says he bought it for me. I sell him to keep it and give it to another girl who likes him back. He won't let up, and I get more and more anxious that he won't let me leave. I wait until he moves a little, and I slip past him and bolt upstairs to our room that I shared with my friends. I tell them what happened, and after that, we avoid him even more. After we got home from the trip, I tell everything to my boyfriend. He tells me that he will talk to him after our next chorus trip. He does, and George says he will back off, says he's sorry, etc. Well, he just continues. He glues himself to my group of friends and wouldn't leave us alone. He was lurking around, waiting for me to be alone so he could ask me about my boyfriend and why I'm letting him dictate our relationship. Luckily, my friend is extra, so she positions herself between us at all times, and I am extremely grateful for that. After we get home, I tell my boyfriend everything, and he talks to him again, but George keeps up his stuff, so I tell him that my boyfriend wants to talk to him again. At first, George escapes through the side door of the school and tells me that my boyfriend didn't show up to the talk. I laugh at him because my boyfriend is next to me and reading his message. He was waiting for over an hour just to tell him to get lost. Well, next time he can escape because I'm there. So he goes out to talk. After an excruciating half hour, we go home to my boyfriend's house. He tells me it went well, and I go home. At night, George messages me, tells me that he wants me to tell him to leave him alone, and doesn't want my boyfriend to manipulate me to hate him. I get so mad and rant to him and chew him out for his BS for the past year or so. I block him after that, and everything was fine. He doesn't reach out again, leaves me alone, and probably hates me too. Good. Do you think this is the end? No, of course not. After 5 months, he messaged me again, tells me he's sorry, admits he was wrong, and he would like a second chance. I rarely accept, hoping he changed. I know, naive little me. Well, he did change because he made up an imaginary girlfriend to make me think he didn't like me anymore. But he kept trying to coax me into going to his dorm to play pool. I deny him. He gets mad, and I chew him out yet again. I tell him to leave me alone. He clearly hasn't changed, and I don't want him in my life. I want him to back off like he has in the previous 5 months. He blocks me on Facebook and leaves me alone for a week. He messages me again, and then I tell him to leave again. After that, he doesn't try anymore. He has found himself a new target. The new girl looks like me. Hair color, length, height, eyes, and style is very similar. She goes to the chorus too. I leave the chorus, and the program is over, so he doesn't have an excuse. Do you think that now is the end? No. After a year, he starts showing up at the store I went to every day for 3 years now. Exactly when I went. He could have gone like 20 minutes before and we would have missed each other, but he went when he knew I usually do. One time I was standing in line at the end of the obviously longer line out of the two and he stood behind me. He didn't talk, he just looked. I was getting mad, so I decided that I would not go to the store for 2 weeks. I eventually forgot about it. And after a while, I went back to the store at the time I usually did. Why was I going at the exact same time every day? Well, the answer is quite simple. I got off my 705 bus at around 7:45-ish, and this was the only store that was on the way to school. Here, school starts at 8 a.m., so I could just go in around 7:45, buy my breakfast in under 2 minutes, and be done by 7:50, and I still had 10 minutes to walk the 3-minute way to school. After that, I noticed that when at a school function, he would look at me multiple times and would quickly take his eyes off of me when I noticed. But then he moved to a different city 100 kilometers away. I kept and still keep him blocked. But one time, when he was stalking my Instagram profile, he accidentally clicked the request follow button and quickly deleted it. I blocked him there too, and has been quiet since then. I have since graduated high school, started university in the same city, and my then boyfriend and I are going strong. If you or anyone you know have a horror story that you'd like to be narrated on here, please fill out the form that's linked in the description below. There are also links to the music used, as well as if you want to submit some feedback to help improve your listening experience. My friends, horror is all around us. We just try our best to avoid it. Once again, I'm your host, MC, signing out. Thanks for taking the time to check out the MC Horror Podcast. Have a great night.